Hi, and welcome to the Wonderful World of Disney Villains podcast. I'm your host, Katie Ohashi, ready to talk about everything Disney. This podcast will explore everything from the social oppressions of Disney villains, that's right, I said villains, not princesses, to Marvel and DC superheroes. And yes, I know Disney and DC are not affiliated. This podcast is in no way meant to ruin or diminish or erase your fond memories and experiences with Disney. I myself am an avid Disney fan. Otherwise, how would I stand watching all of the content to know what to talk about all the time? This is really just meant to be an eye-opener, to make you think differently about things, to explore questions with anyone who watches Disney, including children, just to kind of see from multiple perspectives, think of, you know, the hero's journey and think about, you know, villains as their own hero, things like that. Just to think about anything. Anything is possible, right, with Disney and your imagination. And in doing so, I plan to have a central theme with these episodes, where maybe I'll have like two or three episodes that center around a certain theme. The first one will be Disney villains, of course, makes sense, the title and all. And then maybe beyond that, if it works out and if the podcast is going great, then I'll, you know, do something about like feminism in Disney, or, you know, where are the female superheroes, or, I don't know, where are the LGBTQ youth in Disney movies, things like that. I've recorded a few different bits, just to kind of give you a little teaser of what to expect. You can also check out my blog, thewonderfulworldofdisneyvillains.com. I also have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram page, if interested, with the same name and title, for you to check out if interested. And here we go. In Sarah Gailey's article, In Defense of Villainesses, Gailey writes about the characteristics and behaviors of most American female villains across Disney, comic books, and more. Gailey compares these characteristics and behaviors to the expectations and standards society holds women to, and questions why female villains can't be role models to audiences and young girls. Female villains are the women in our lives who are not afraid to fight for what they want and get things done. Being a Disney princess will not necessarily get you anywhere in life, and yet Disney princesses are the role models and not the villains? In a quote by Sarah Gailey, she writes, "We fear them, and we hate them, and we envy them, and we want to be them. What could we become if we threw our heads back when we laughed? What could we become if we are willing to push aside everyone who stands in our way? What would we accomplish? What would happen to us if we decided that we didn't want to scrub floors during the day and wish on stars at night and wonder when the adventure is going to come find us?" Throughout the seven seasons, Once Upon a Time has portrayed heroes doing terrible things and villains saving lives, which is unlike any of Disney's stereotypical heroes and villains. Audience viewers can see heroes who make mistakes and do selfish things and make selfish decisions. They can also see villains siding with heroes and changing their morals to be a better person for their child or their family or their self. There is no black and white box. Every character has their ups and downs and their successes and failures, and, you know, they try to move on and redeem themselves.